Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Zipping along, John.
And, as I said earlier, we are so fortunate to have not our typical half hour, but we have an hour with Supervisor Judy Bosworth, because there's a lot of talk about, and every time we start, and we could probably do a two-hour show, to be perfectly honest, because there's so much to talk about, but... you know, we're always lucky for whatever amount of time we have. And as we went to the break, we started to talk about ethics and the importance of it is in government. And every day, it seems, you're reading something in the paper, which is a shame. I mean, for the next generations to come, is what trash are they reading? But go ahead.
You can't underestimate the importance of having ethics reform and having these reforms in place. So, you know, you were talking about this one's brother and this one's uncle. That's not here.
Right, I understand that.
And it's very important, even with this new park commissioner. She's someone, she was from New York City, really had no connections with anybody in the town in any way. We put out a post. We were looking for a new park commissioner. We interviewed a number of people. There were a few finalists that were interviewed, and she was chosen exactly because of the qualities that she brought to the job.
Right.
And because of the professionalism that she brings. And the other candidates, you know, were excellent as well. Right. But you have to make a choice. You can only choose one. But the idea of hiring this one's brother and this one's sister and this one's babysitter's mother, and you can't do that. We actually have a thing where if someone is... And it doesn't mean that people from the same family can't be working.
Of course not. It doesn't mean they're not qualified.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you need to know about it. You can't have somebody supervising a person that's a member of their family.
Right.
We've taken it to the point where any elected official in the town may not have a relative working in the town of North Hempstead.
Okay.
Because it can't... You heard so much about that. This, you know, again, I don't have to go through all the family relationships.
Yeah, I remember
but
the case.
But it's just that was one of the reforms that we put in place, that an elected official may not have any relative working in the town of North Hempstead government.
You lose all credibility. I could be the best qualified person, but if I'm your son and
I
have the job, they're going to say, yeah, it's Judy's kid.
That's
the end of it.
I don't even
get proper respect. If that's the case.
That's exactly right. And so let's say you have someone who's working in the town and they're in a supervisory position and they have a relative that's working in the town, which happens.
Sure.
Right.
They cannot work in the same department. A relative cannot be in a position of rating their relative or being responsible for whether they get disciplined or being responsible for whether they get a raise. Or,
right.
No. So there are very strict... procedures in place to make sure that the things that are happening here are happening according to correct process and procedure in the most ethical way.
In my check it passed, I was in situations a few times where I actually did have a relative in law working for me, and it only can work if both people understand that when we're in work, and whatever happens from that is what it is, and it's not easy, you know, but you have to have a straight dialogue with the people, and it's still, you know, touch and go, because then you're at a family party and the next event.
Oh, yeah.
Well, family parties are always a challenge. So.
Yeah, well, it could be.
You're working together or not.
You said ethics, and to me, it's such an important thing in life in general, just as trust.
Right.
Do
right.
you trust this person? Do you trust what they're saying? And there's a problem with that sometimes.
Well, you know, yes. Enough said.
No, it's the truth, though. And there's no reason, what Supervisor Bosworth is saying is there's no reason for anybody to be put in that situation.
That's right.
That's the end of it.
Yeah,
nothing,
right.
Because then it's a matter of, no, he did a good job, and that's why I gave him the raise, Judy. And then it's like, well, it didn't seem, in your eyes, that's not a good job. But maybe it really was a good job in my eyes.
the optics, you know what, the optics aren't good.
Right, exactly.
Whatever it is, the optics aren't good because you don't want to ever be in a position where that's called into question. So the easiest thing is to make sure that no one's in that position.
Right, I agree with
you. It could
be
like these secret developments where all of a sudden there's a relationship that develops and somebody winds up, like it might happen to me a long time ago, winds up getting married to that person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So in that case, that one of them would have to be transferred.
Right.
To a different department.
Right. Okay.
Because even if it's an emerging relationship that and how wonderful if people meet, you know, in the town and fall
Which
in love
happen.
And get married,
I mean,
of
course. Facts are that that's where a lot of relationships begin.
Well, because you're spending so much time there.
But they keep their job, both of them.
They keep their job, but they can't.
Okay.
Be working in the same place. The only exception to that is during the summer when we have lifeguards that will have two lifeguards, like brothers and sisters, you know, working at the same pool because it's easier for the parents to get them there.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. But otherwise.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. Yeah, I can go along with that easily.
Yeah.
You want a couple of lifeguards, you got two.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's not changing things.
Yeah. And we love our lifeguards.
Oh, no. it's very important, but you're talking at the bigger picture. You know, even if it was a boy and girl who are become boyfriend and girlfriend, who really cares? It's a 3-month stint as a lifeguard. That's not really changing anybody's.
No,
you know,
it's not.
That's good for them. They'll always be appreciative of the summer.
whatever.
The endless summer. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I met my husband at day camp when I was 12. So
did you really?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
I did.
That's
yep.
What did you say?
Yep.
From that day forward.
We became very, very good friends. We were friends for a long time.
Really?
Kind of like when Sally met Harry kind of story.
Right.
I met Jay when I was 12 years old at Broad Channel Day Camp.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
Yes.
Broad Channel. I used to go fishing with my father down there.
Is that right?
Yeah, for eel.
Wow. All kinds of yuck.
People used to do that.
Right. No. And we just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary this July.
Oh, good
July.
For you.
So,
50?
Yeah.
Wow. That's wonderful. It really is amazing. I met my wife at 14. I didn't meet her. I knew the same thing. I knew my wife, and we started dating at 14. I knew her because we lived. I grew up with her sister. I was in the same grade as her sister. My brother was in the same grade as Steph. And Oz was 43 yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was 2 days ago. It was
Happy
yesterday.
Anniversary, John
was
40, Ryan.
43 yesterday.
That's good.
That's great.
Number 50 is a cool number.
It's a cool number.
We'll be getting there. Yeah. And Otto's story is...
My story's long.
You got back.
Well, you know my story, I think. You know, my first wife is the one who I did meet at work, and then with three children. And then my wife now and I met when I was 40. So we were child sweethearts, you know. She was 34, 35. And we're now married 41 years coming up in a couple of weeks, actually.
Wow.
41 years, but when Otto got married 41 years ago, they merged 6 children between the ages of 6 and 10.
That's true.
You had your own Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I could write a book. It wasn't like television, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
We managed to get through it. Lots of chats, lots of talking. And actually, this afternoon, as a matter of fact, I'm going to have to leave lunch a little early. We're going to the Poconos. One of our granddaughters is going to have a 16th birthday celebration in the Poconos. And what she wanted was to have the whole family go away to the Poconos for her sweet 16. So that's what we're going to do.
You ain't kidding.
So we're going to be gone from today till Tuesday. Celebrating her sweet 16.
That's great. But, you know, first of all, that's wonderful. But, you know, you said something about a lot of discussions. And I think whether it's in a family or whether it's in a work situation, government, it's all about communication. It's all about keeping the lines of communication open. No one can prevent problems from arising, but it's once they're identified, what you do about them. And so that's why I am always so grateful that the good residents of North Hempstead, if there's an issue, I get an email. I really do. I read every email I get, and I answer every email that I get. Because I always think of our residents as being the eyes and ears. My
100%.
Eyes and ears. Because, you know, we try to do our best. But if you live in an area, no one's going to know the area as well as you. And if there's something that needs to be addressed, you need to let us know.
Well, you should run a class sometimes on time management, all right? And I'll tell you why I feel that way. Why I feel that way is when I know you're going to be on the show, I will make a point for maybe the month or 2 months before of all the articles and things I see in the newspaper about the rabies clinic, about the Indian celebration, about Fun Day Monday, about all these different things that go on. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you do that? How do you attend all of those things, answer all your emails, and then on top of it, you do get things done?
We try.
Yeah. So that requires focus and time management, in my opinion, that is not easily learned.
You know what it is, Otto? I love what I do.
Right.
I consider it to be such an honor to be able to represent the people of North Hempstead. And so it's a labor of love. And when you love what you do, it's not work.
Right.
So going to these different events, that's kind of like the icing on the cake for me, because I get to see, you know, a lot of different people. And it's the thing I don't want to do is be sitting in my office. And believe me, I sit in my office and I do a lot of work all the time.
Right.
But it's important to be with your friend. And I consider, you know, the people that I represent my friends. So it's important to be with our friends, to hear what they have to say. And so that if someone has a concern, if they see me, they're able to bring it up, and it doesn't have to be, you know, right, go through a whole, I have to send an email, or I have to call this one, or how do I get in touch with that one? Because I'm there.
Right.
And that's the best way to know what's happening. I don't want to be dependent upon people letting me know that there are different concerns. I want to hear from the people themselves.
Well, I think that's great, because it's the only way you really know what's going on is if you talk, what we used to say, to the user. You know,
right. And no one's shy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things people say, and I'm not going to knock anybody, but people will say things that are kind of like not fixable. You can't do anything about it. So if I can't fix it, I can't fix it. You know, it's not that hard.
But you always have to try. And, you know, and you always have to be listening. And it's funny, this didn't really intend to speak about this.
This is what we're talking.
But, you know, one of the issues that I hear a lot about, over the last, I'd say, year, definitely very much so in the last few months, is the airplane noise over North Hempstead. It is an assault on so many of our residents. Not all of them, because it depends upon, you know, what path the planes are taking. But, you know, they have new technology which allows planes to take off and land like 30 seconds apart. It's called Next Gen. And what's happening is they've changed the patterns of the planes, and there are certain areas in North Hempstead that are just being bombarded. You know, I remember I was at a concert at East Hills Park, mm-hmm. and a plane came over. It was flying so low that, number one, I felt like if I reached my hand up, I could touch the wing.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm not tall, so if I felt that way, that was something. And the other thing is, you know, if I can read the writing on the wing,
it's too
that
close.
Plane is too
wow.
low.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, I don't have jurisdiction over how quickly, you know, the planes are taking off, how low that they're flying. That's the FAA, and we've been trying to deal with our federal representatives, and they've been, you know, trying as well, but nothing's happening. So I just started meeting with the mayors of North Hempstead to see what we can do together to mm-hmm. get the FAA's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one meeting a few weeks ago, and one of the things that we discussed is maybe having, I'm saying it's not a done thing, but we're talking about maybe initiating a lawsuit against the FAA, because we need to get their attention. I don't know if it'll be successful, but at least it'll raise consciousness. And we're having another meeting next week, actually, October 2nd, mm-hmm. to see what we can do if it makes sense to go ahead with this.
Figure
but there's got to be some relief for our residents. It's not fair. There are people who have not been able to sit in their backyards all summer because there's one plane after another, after another, after another. And it's they're low. People are afraid of the emissions from the planes in terms of health. People's homes are vibrating. It's a real concern, and I'm not going to say, well, there's nothing I can do about it because
I
don't have
jurisdiction.
No, I hear
what you're saying. Yeah.
So even if you don't have jurisdiction over it and there really is nothing you can do about it, there's always something that you have to try.
We're going to have to cut in though for a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on here on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.